This is Bob Pliska in Perkinsville, West Virginia. My eyesight has been leaving me because of diabetes and Vietnam service. But what I've been able to do is get a neighbor to read some of the material that I normally would be reading. And what we'd like to do is pass some of this information on to you folks over the radio, and particularly things that maybe you wouldn't see in the normal papers or on the news on the TV. We have right now an article talking about the heroic efforts of a young Catholic man, boy or man, about 18 years old, at a school shooting, who gave his life to try to save his classmates. It's written in Catalyst magazine, which is the Catholic League magazine. And Jeannie Dunathan, who does my reading for me now, will give you a little synopsis of what the article says. Go ahead, Jeannie.
It's titled "School Shooting, What the Media Ignored." One of the accused shooters at a Colorado high school, May 7, had a history of trashing Christians and glorifying Satanism. The other was a girl trying to transition to a boy, and the young man who died while heroically trying to save the lives of others was a Catholic who loved his faith. Somehow, major media outlets missed all of these facts. 18-year-old suspect Devon Erickson had posted on Facebook his, quote, hate, end quote, for Christians who he claims hate gays. His car had satanic symbols and the F-word, society, spray-painted on it. The other alleged shooter, Maya Elizabeth McKinney, a 16-year-old female, goes by the name Alec, and asked to be referred to as he in court. McKinney's Instagram account with the handle Gay Kid Alec revealed family issues. The teen's mother, quote, hates the new Alec, end quote, and McKinney misses her dad. Friends posted on Instagram that McKinney had mental problems because of the trans issue. None of these facts made it into major media accounts, nor did the Catholicism of Kendrick Castillo, the 18-year-old who died as he rushed one of the shooters trying to save his classmates, an altar server, usher, and greeter at his parish church. He was described by a teacher at his former Catholic school as hungry for the faith. Yet, the closest any mainstream media came to mentioning Castillo's Catholic faith was USA Today, referencing his involvement with the Knights of Columbus. The New York Times reported that a friend said Castillo's faith was important to him. What that faith was, the Times didn't say. Imagine if the situation had been reversed, if the shooter had been Catholic and the victim gay or transgender. Think then what major media would have ignored those facts.
This is just part of a background on the heroic efforts of a Knight of Columbus. Knight of Columbus magazine, Columbia, this month had a big feature article on how Kendrick was a great supporter of charitable works and work within his church and parish. So we just thought we'd bring this highlight of what you might have missed because it wasn't in the TV or the newspaper. So we will now join our regular programming on EWTN, but we thought this little news brief might be of interest to you. God bless you all.